Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I want to hear your book recommendations. Really too many comments to mention coming through on Facebook and Instagram, so thank you for everyone that has. I want to point out quickly on Instagram, Emily has come in and suggested The Rainbow Fish, which I have read. Thank you. And Ozzy as well saying, don't open this book. So I don't know why Emily and Ozzy are pitching the children's books. Recommended, all the same, great books. But as much as I don't read often, I think they are a little beneath my current reading level. We do have a call from Steph in Loxton, who's on the line now. Steph, you've got a book recommendation for me?
Yeah. Have you ever read The Alchemist?
The Alchemist? No, I never heard of it.
It changed my life, and I just feel like it's my mission now to tell everyone okay. They need to read it.
It's not self-help, is it?
It's absolutely self-help, told as a fable.
Okay, so if I'm looking for something with a bit more novelistic quality, the fable might be enough to get me through, could it?
Yeah, and at the end, you just sit there and you read the last page, and you go, I'll never be the same.
Okay, can you give us any hints? What would I be helping myself with?
It's about finding your purpose.
We all need a bit of that.
Yeah.
Has it actually made a change in your life, quantifiable, you can tell us about?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's embarrassing, but I carried the book with me while I was traveling for 6 months and did not read one page, and then came home and read the book. And that's like the whole premise of it, is that the character like travels around to all these different worlds and lands and then realizes like the answer was at home.
Okay, so given that you were mentioning travel there, I'm guessing it's been a while ago since you've read it and you're still telling people about it?
Yep, I still feel very passionate. maybe I need a reread.
Well, I'll let you reread it first, then you can lend me your copy, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, Steph.